Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Welcome to Spiritual Queens Badass Podcast. My name is Emma Mumford and I'm your host. I'm an award-winning life coach and mentor, 2 times best-selling author, law of attraction YouTuber, speaker, and badass entrepreneur. My mission is to awaken and inspire women to turn their dream life into an abundant reality and to help them create their positively wealthy life full of abundance, happiness, and joy. I do this through sharing the power of law of attraction and spirituality. I hope my podcast will inspire you to raise your game and start living your best life today. Without further ado, let's get started with this week's episode. Hey, gorgeous souls, and welcome back to another one of my Spiritual Queens, a Badass podcast episodes. Happy 2022. Happy New Year. Who can believe we are finally in a new year? It's gone so, so quick. And I'm really excited to be giving you the first podcast episode of 2022 and giving you some goodness today. So just a quick reminder that my free manifesting challenge is still going on. It's running till the 5th of January, and obviously the replays and stuff are available. So even if you're listening to this after the 5th of January, you can still absolutely join us and absolutely still make the most of my free 5-day manifesting challenge. This is the 4th year I've done this, and we have over 1,000 queens this year. We had over 1,000 queens last year, and honestly, it is so much fun doing this with you all. So I really hope you're enjoying it if you're already following along. And if not, if you want to join us, the link is below in the description of this podcast episode, and you can come and join us and get instant access to it. And also, if you want some extra help this new year, after listening to this podcast, maybe my previous podcast about setting yourself up for manifesting success, I have created a really exciting toolkit, which is the first time I've done this for new year. And it's called Your Manifesting Toolkit for 2022. And it's a fantastic toolkit, super, super affordable and accessible. And it's basically a 60-page PDF workbook full of all goodness, manifesting goodness, tips and tools. It's designed to be used over 12 months as well, so sees you throughout the whole year and into 2023. You get 2 amazingly powerful manifestation meditations from me as well as a 25-minute training video to go alongside the meditations and the workbooks, and to give you some extra tools and tips that you don't see on my social channels. So it is really good, if I do say so myself. I can't believe how many of you have got yours already and are loving it. It brings me so much joy to hear and see this as well in all your posts. So thank you, thank you, thank you. And I'm so pleased you're loving them as much as I enjoyed creating them. And they will definitely be back for next year, but you can still get yours on my website now. So when I was tuning into what I wanted to talk about today and what we should kickstart 2022 off with, I really thought, so basically today's the 27th of December, so I'm a little bit behind you guys in 2022 as I'm recording this, but when you're listening to this, it will be. On my Instagram, I actually posted a sort of like a life update post where I did a picture from last year versus this year. So you guys may or may not remember, if you follow me on Instagram, that last year I posted a picture of myself in my Dash Hound jumper on Christmas Day. And I was like, using my jumper to manifest my Dash Hound, and obviously at the time it was a complete joke. I was like, you know, in a couple of years of time. And then you guys in the comments last year were like, what, you know, throw logic out the window, it will just happen. And I was like, what are you all on about? Like, of course I have to use logic here. Like, there are so many restrictions that stop me from getting this dog right now. Like, I was like, people are just not seeing this. I'm being sensible. Anyway, and all of your comments were like, I think it's going to happen soon and all of this. And I was like, what is everybody on? Like, yeah, all right, thanks. So anyway, little did I know that literally a week later, Luna would start appearing to me in meditation. And I was like, that's a bit strange. Why is there a random dog in my meditations now? And then literally a week after that, the universe started the wheels in motion for Luna to actually come into the physical, and all blocks, logic, and everything completely dissolved and aligned for her to come into my life, just as you all said in the comments. So clearly you guys knew something that I didn't know at that point. So I basically did a comparison post where I took the same photo this year in the same jumper, in the same place, in the same pose, but with Luna, to be like, what can change in 365 days? And I basically just talked through where I was last year, what I was going through with my hormone health. I just sort of like been picking myself up back after dating somebody. I was in a completely different space. I was feeling burnt out, overworked, stressed. My hormones, my body was not happy. I was a stone and a half heavier. Obviously it was just me. I was single. So there was it was a very different vibe this time last year. And this time last year was when I really committed to my inner work. So what I really wanted to share with you today is actually the power of the inner work and what the inner work can look like, and why I feel and know that this was the ultimate secret to quite literally changing my life around the last year and manifesting things that I've wanted for absolutely years with ease. And suddenly these blocks had been removed. And there is absolutely more content coming on this soon. I will share some things soon, don't you worry, about how you can learn more about the inner work and what that looks like, etc. And obviously I've done podcasts before, YouTube videos, you guys know I'm all pro inner work and inner child work as well. So there's plenty you can listen to, but I promise there's more content coming on this soon as well. So really what I wanted to go into 2022 with and share with you was actually how I made that transformation happen. And you know, obviously I can share from a hormone perspective if that's going to help anybody, but also as well, like actually what that inner work looked like and that journey looked like and how that's then kind of shaped my book and shaped that journey of book three as well. So like I said, this time last year, I was going along my health journey. I was in a very different place health-wise. And my hormones were just going crazy. That's why I put on quite a bit of weight. And my hormones were just not happy. My chronic acne was like its all-time worst. And I was like, what is happening? Like, what is so wrong with my body, universe? So I went along the practical route with that. And I went private because the NHS weren't doing anything to support me with that or even give me a blood test. They wouldn't even give me a blood test. So I went private and he was like, why are you sat here paying for this? Like, you should have been seen through the NHS 3 years ago. And I was like, I know, believe me, I know, if I didn't have to pay for this, I wouldn't. So he was amazing, my specialist, and he got all the bloods done through the NHS. He was amazing. And I then got followed up completely through the NHS, which I was super, super grateful for. And to my absolute delight, you know, it was nothing serious. It wasn't PCOS. It wasn't any, you know, my fertility was incredible. Like, you know, I literally was told I had like amazing fertility. And I was like, well, this is great, because you don't really look at those things like before you try for a baby, do you? Or before, you know, like there could potentially be like, oh, is there anything kind of going on? So to know all of that was like amazing, that like everything was working as it should be. Everything's good down there. But obviously there was something going on. And they found that through my bloods that I had high prolactin, which is one of your sexual hormones, which is produced in your pituitary gland. And what I don't know about sexual hormones and hormone balancing and health ain't worth knowing now, because believe me, I did months and months and months of research. So because I had an MRI scan, and luckily I didn't have prolactinoma, which is an advanced stage of high prolactin, which is a benign tumor on your pituitary gland. And actually one of my clients, Sarah, big shout out to Sarah, she actually has that. So having her walking me through that process as well was really helpful, because I wasn't alone. Like, I had someone I could ask questions to, and who understood the craziness of how this prolactin hormone can really, like, you know, mess your skin up, mess your health up. So it was great to have her to ask questions to as well. So I then, because they don't really treat when your prolactin is just high, and it was literally abnormally high, in their words, scaringly high. And I was like, oh God. And it's caused by stress. So, you know, I had chronic stress, chronic acne. And it was a really deep, stressful time of my life. But I've spoken about my health journey before, so I don't want to bang on about this for half an hour. But essentially, that was my main focus, was healing my body, getting my hormones into balance. And I then went on a holistic journey where I used yoga, I used meditation, I used supplements, I used seed cycling, I used a lot of hormone balancing holistic routes. And within 4 months, my prolactin came down from 1,500 and something to 364, which is perfectly in balance. And they were shocked. My GP was like, "How the heck did you do that?" And I was like, I told her, I was like, yoga, meditation, gentle exercise, because you can't do vigorous exercise or dancing or anything when you've got high prolactin. So I was like, you know, gentle exercise, supplementing, vitamin E, like B6. Oh, trust me, I took them all to bring it back down into balance. So I owe a lot to supplements and I owe a lot to my own research and hormone health and so many great people that I came across who helped with that. So I was really grateful that that kind of balanced out. So that was like the physical side of healing as such. And all the while I was doing that, because that was really like a 6 month process throughout this year, going into this year, I then did the kind of like emotional and spiritual side of healing. And although I've done that for like, gosh, like, yeah, like 5-6 years as I head into like my 6 years since I spiritually awakened, like this year it hit different, if that makes sense. Like this year it hit different. And after like doing some dating and going through that experience, you know, it was very karmic in a good way for once. And it showed me aspects that still needed to be worked on and still needed to be cleared to be ordered to get to a place where I want to be. You know, feeling happy within myself. And, you know, I was completely overworked and burnt out. And I was like, what has happened? So my mantra for 2021 was Emma does less, Emma attracts more. And I love this mantra and I've shared it with you all before. So please, please, please use this, because it's such a powerful mantra, which really has allowed me to find that divine balance in my life this year. And balance has been a big word for me, whether it's been like personal work-life balance, hormone balance, happiness balance, it's all been about bringing everything into balance this year. And that's definitely what I've cultivated. So I did a lot of emotional healing. I did something called the Emotion Code and Body Code with my lovely Neelam, who's come on this podcast and she's been in the membership as well. She is phenomenal. And I've spoken about Neelam so much. So definitely me and Neelam sessions were probably, I think, some of the biggest shifts, the biggest clearing in my physical body, like with my hormones and health, and just really, really helped shift a lot through me, which I probably wasn't doing before, because I had all these tools and modalities and, you know, all these incredible things that got me so far. But really, we have to look at healing as all three things of mind, body, and spirit. And I was doing mind and spirit, but not body. The Emotion Code helps release any trapped emotions from your body. Now, you may think what I'm saying sounds really out there. You're like, really? Do we? Have a look into it. There's a fantastic book called The Emotion Code, which you can read by the guy who sort of cultivated and created this. And just have a try. Have a try for yourself. Work with someone, work with Neelam. When she came into the membership, loads of people booked in with her afterwards, and to see their comments and like Neelam telling me all the amazing successes they had, like just as much as me, I look to where I was last year to where I am now and I'm a completely different person. So I did that side of things on top of all of my usual things. Like I do EFT, I obviously do a lot of cognitive practices with inner child work. So I was using my own tools and modalities at this same time, but it was bringing all three pillars together of mind, body, spirit, not just looking at one and saying, we'll just do body or we'll just do mind, because really, I'd done so much over the years. And, you know, it always comes up in layers, right? Healing is definitely a non-linear onion process of you go through one layer and then another layer comes up and you're like, but I thought I worked on this. I thought I healed this. And you absolutely have. But you're just moving through those layers where it's getting less reactive, less triggering. And it's just a new side to that onion, a new side to that layer to look at. So very often with the things I have been working with, it's been a different scenario or a different time in my life that's come up to do with that core belief or wound, etc. So it definitely can be frustrating when you're like, God, I've been committed to this inner path for a while. But actually, I have found the deeper I've gone and No, I don't want to say necessarily the more I've done, because I don't always think it's about more. I think it's like the deeper I've gone into the right places with the right things has brought me the biggest abundance, if that makes sense. So I was talking to Neelam the other day, funnily enough, and she said, isn't it funny how you've had the best year of your life, but also like the hardest as well? And I was like, gosh, that's so true. And I think that's why, like, when I've kind of reflected on this year with my pals, is like I've said, you know, it's been like such a crazy year. And they're like, yeah, but in a really amazing way. And I'm like, you're totally right. But I guess because I've witnessed the great highs and then also the great depths of the inner work and things coming up and situations and things, it's been a real sort of like balanced year as such of, wow, like what a polarity year of experiencing such amazing things and then also so much coming up to the surface to heal. But I kind of expected it with, you know, the new phases that I'm going into with my life. So, you know, it's been great. And I feel that I owe that success to my commitment to myself and my inner work and healing, abso-freaking-lutely. And I'm proud of myself. I'm proud of that version of me from last year who was like, I'm going to sort this. I'm not just going to sit here any longer and, you know, like sit with unhappy hormones. And I wasn't really sitting with it. I wasn't really like not doing anything. I just didn't know what to do. And I think that was the problem of I was being so patient with the NHS and I was being so patient with the universe that actually it did require some more kind of action from me, but actually opening up to what that action looked like. So it was opening up in a physical sense to go to a private hospital and meet my specialist. It was pursuing my intuition and knowing that something was wrong, and it wasn't just acne, it wasn't just what the doctors were telling me, it was something, and it was something serious. If that was left untreated, bad news, bad, bad news. So my intuition knew. So really it was like following that intuition and saying, look, I know there's something wrong and I want to heal this. So I'm going to find the right person to help me with that. And then even once the tests were all done and I was signed off from my gynecologist and specialist, an endocrinologist who was like, well, there's not really much else we can do. You know, you've just got to reduce this now because there isn't anything, you know, seriously wrong, which was a big relief. It also felt like, oh my God, but now I'm back in this space of what's the problem. So the health, for instance, has been a really big test over the last year of trying everything and trying to find, right, what is the solution here? What is the actual thing which is knocking my hormones out? Like, let's find that one thing because I've tried a lot. So it's really been a juggling act of that and also a receiving act as well of allowing myself to receive the guidance at the time I need it and trusting in that process. So what that looks like now is now I know that my hormones and my body, and like, because I had really low iron as well, are all happy, they're all balanced, my body's feeling good, my bloating's gone down. Like I said, I lost that stone and a half as well. So my body is in a really good place. It's actually now the aftermath of having years of chronic acne, which is more the kind of like dermatologist side of things now and cosmetic side of things. So now what I'm doing is I'm doing some chemical peels. I know that sounds bad. If you've never done a chemical peel before, I promise it's not as severe as it sounds, but I'm doing peels on my face with an amazing clinic here where I live. Because I need to resurface the skin now because the acne's gone. It's actually just like the acne scarring and kind of like the redness and stuff. So my skin's come a very, very long way, which I'm so chuffed with. Like if I was to show you before and after, like you were like, what? And my makeup always hid it really well. A lot of people are like, you had that? I'm like, yeah, that was my skin, but I have great makeup and I'm great at doing my makeup too. So, and you know, I never let it affect my confidence. You know, I never let it affect anything because, you know, I loved my acne just as much as I love my body now, you know, and my skin now. So that was a healing journey for me as well, to find peace with my skin, find peace with my acne, and find peace with my hormones and body. I did a lot of womb work. I did a lot of divine feminine healing, which I do believe helped and contributed to all those positive things. So really there's a lot that I was doing, you know, and it's hard to just pinpoint one thing of like that solved my hormones or that solved that, because I really was looking at all three things, mind, body, and spirit. And that's why I was seeing really good results with everything in life, because I was doing all those things at once. So I then did some family constellation sessions after watching Sex, Love and Goop on Netflix. Highly recommend. Please go check it out with good old Gwyneth Paltrow. And I was like, what is this? This is fascinating. And I've done ancestral healing before with myself. I've done a heck of a lot of ancestral healing with people I've worked with as well. Even Neelam's done some with me. So I was like, surely there's nothing else. But actually, doing family constellations with a lovely lady called Sarah C. She's in Devon. If anybody wants to work with her, I'll put her details below. She is fantastic. But watch Sex, Love and Goop first so you can see what family constellations is. And I was like so intrigued with this because I'm someone who like goes and researches. I like go in the field. I'm like, right, if I'm going to talk about healing with people, I'm going to go do this. So I'm definitely someone who's like a practical person who will be like, I'm just going to go try this spiritual modality. And I have tried so much over the years. I think the only thing I actually haven't tried is psychedelics. I think that's something I'm definitely not going to do either. It's not for me. I believe we can still achieve great inner healing without that. And I am proof of that. And a lot of people I know are proof of that as well. So that's the one thing I haven't tried. And people love it, and that's fine. If you're pro, then that's absolutely fine. I'm not against, I'm not pro. I'm just like, you know what? If people want to do it, fantastic. I'm sure it gives amazing benefits. I've watched so many shows with it on, like Sex, Love and Goop, and Goop Lab had it on as well. There's another show I watched for Netflix which had it on as well, actually. So I've watched a lot on ayahuasca and psychedelics over the years, definitely, and it really fascinates me. Like, I really enjoyed watching those shows, but for me, it's not like something I would go and do personally. It's not for me. And yeah, it's just not for me. So so I went and did these family constellation sessions. And to be honest, it was like a whole new layer of healing of like, actually, and I do feel like this was like almost like the last jigsaw piece. I'd done so much over the years that I was like, definitely was seeing the results, feeling the results, the manifestations in my life were visible results of that shifting and healing. But there were just like some core things, some core fears that I've always had around certain things. And I was like, God, it'll be really interesting if that's ancestral. And lo and behold, I was right. And I said, you know, like I did different sessions on like my mother line, my
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Father line, and then like my previous relationship. So I only had 3 sessions, but honestly, what I got from each session was amazing. I found healing with my family, which I never expected, and acceptance, which I never, and even awareness of things that I didn't know. So it gave me a lot of peace from like a family side of things. And it gave me a lot of perspective and healing in terms of handing back things that aren't mine, whether it was ancestral fears or ancestral trauma or ancestral limiting beliefs, whatever, you know, it wasn't mine to carry. So it was so strange to see where those things had come from, like why I had a fear of something for my whole life, like as far as I remember. wasn't mine. And it was absolutely past life related as well. I'm always someone who jumps to the past life first. Like, is there a past life with this in? So I was always, I haven't done many of these over the last year, but I think I've done a couple past life regressions with George as well, my good friend George Lizos. So there's a lot I've done, right? There's a lot. And, you know, mixed in with that, like I said, I do all my usual things as well. So it's really like I just tuned into what I needed at that point. And the universe brought these really new modalities to me to try. And I love trying them because it brought such awareness and such like a new perspective of healing and where things come from. So it's broadened my horizons massively into the spiritual side of healing. Like, honestly, like, I love this. I've read so many books this year on healing as well. So it's been really, really interesting in terms of how my journey has unfolded with that. I guess to summarize this, you know, I'm obviously sharing what I've done in case people want to go and try that or explore that or research that themselves in terms of the actual things I did. But really, the importance of the inner work is so much deeper, because really, when we're looking at the inner work, we're looking at removing the blocks and removing the resistance that stands between us and our desires. So although I got really good at removing blocks, I help people with that all the time. Really, it was looking at the deeper aspects. So actually what was stored in the body, actually what was past life related, actually what was ancestral. So really the things I did this year weren't necessarily things like I'd done so much on myself. These were more other contributing factors. And I think it's important to highlight those, because if anything resonates with people or have, you know, like a particularly traumatic past with their family, or, you know, there's family division and stuff, there is so much that can be passed down to us that we don't even know. And you could be sat there doing some EFT tapping, rewriting your beliefs, doing inner child work, you know, all the modalities that I love and preach and work with. But actually, sometimes we need to look deeper than that. And I think this year was really that, of exploring the deeper aspects, exploring the different aspects that I hadn't explored, and finding a new level of healing with that, and finding a new sense of abundance with that as well. So I feel like this year has been the year of healing massively, even though I thought I had every single year before. This year definitely topped it, but in a balanced way. It wasn't so, I don't want to say dark, but like, it didn't feel so much like a dark night of the soul. It felt more just like, you know, Saturn return, if I'm being truly honest. I'm 28 now, so I'm 1 year into my Saturn return. So all of this makes so much sense when I look at my astrology as well, and look at, you know, the place I'm in with my Saturn return and the things that are happening, my identity shifts, who I'm transforming into, how my life's transforming into the next stage as well. So everything like absolutely refers to numerology and astrology. But actually also, it's really been a result of my commitment to self. And why I'm sharing all of this is because I really want to inspire you today and say, look, this time last year, I was feeling really kind of like unfulfilled again, like, oh, you know, I'm in this place. I was felt hopeless with my hormones and bodily health. I didn't understand, you know, like why I was attracting people in the dating sphere who weren't quite right still. You know, like I'd gone through some experiences with that, and I just felt like, oh God, I'm like back in that space. Like, what's happening? And I just thought, you know what? I need to sort myself out. Like, there's healing that's come up here that needs to be dealt with. There is bodily health that needs to be dealt with. And I need to get myself in a good place, not worry about relationships, not worry about anything like that. I need to get myself in a good place. And I wasn't worrying about manifesting a dog. I wasn't worried about manifesting a relationship. I wasn't worried about manifesting much. I just wanted to be happy and healthy. And I wanted balance. And, you know, I looked at the problems in my life, i.e. my health, my work-life balance, my fulfillment levels. And that's what I committed to. So I looked at, I didn't look at the result and what I wanted to get to or what I could get from something. I looked at more of the issue and was like, right, there's here and now. You need to deal with that here and now. And, Your intuition is telling you there's something wrong with your health. Your intuition is telling you that you need to do this inner work and healing as well. And the right people found me at the right time in all aspects. Like, the right people did absolutely find me in all aspects, in terms of healing, in terms of people to work with, in terms of specialists for my health, in terms of the right books, in terms of Luna showing up in my life, in terms of other things showing up in my life. It was like a domino effect. And really, it's been quite mind-blowing, if I'm honest. And I just wish that people would do the inner work more. And I know it's intimidating, because believe me, when I heard shadow work or inner child work a couple years ago, like, I scream and ran, like, trust me. And now I can't get enough of it. And not in a sense of like, I find problems. Like, this is what is also the flip side of the inner work, is people can become too obsessed with it, where they're then like, I need to find a problem. Something's not showing up in my life, so I need to find a problem and solve it. And I spoke about this earlier on in the year with my friend Caitlin, where, you know, we got to that point where we were like, we're not going to do any more inner work. Like, we're good, you know, until we feel we need to at another point. And that was really healing as well, to actually be like, I'm in my masculine summer season right now. I don't need to be doing that. I need to just be living and thriving and enjoying. So it's really, and again, that's balance, right? That is the yin yang divine balance. So it's finding that natural cyclical balance where you know when sometimes it's time to go inwards and reflect and explore. And then equally, you know when it's time to go outwards, manifest and enjoy. And that's life. That's how life flows. That's how life works. And it's been, like I said, this year, that experience of experiencing both at the same time, of amazing highs, manifestations, celebrations, all the amazingness mixed with some of the deepest inner work I've ever done, but seeing those results because of the commitment to myself. So I want to challenge you, if you're in that place where I was last year, commit to the inner work this year, but don't commit to results, commit to here and now. Commit to feeling that fulfillment within yourself, seeing those changes and feeling good within yourself, because that's all I really was thinking about at that time. And it, you know, I've been doing so much work. And, you know, like my friends always say to me, God, Emma, if there's anybody who does the inner work, it's you. You just show up willing and ready. You're like, let's do it. And it's true. I really do that. But there has been times this year where I've been like, I can't do that. I need to just be. I just need to cocoon. I just need to allow. And oh gosh, I completely forgot to say as well, this year I got diagnosed with PTSD. Gosh, I forgot to add that in. I've spoken about that in a different podcast episode. But again, like, I have done so much work, and not once would I have ever thought that I had PTSD, ever. But this year, when I was doing this healing, guess what came up in my body? PTSD. So it really was like, that was like hiding under the surface. And doing this healing work was obviously allowing all the like heaviness. And my intention, I don't know whether I should say this because I'm still 28, but my intention for my 28th birthday in August was to, and my intention from last year as well, was to remove any like blocks or just release the past fully, essentially, and just feel lighter and feel more present. And I definitely have done that with a lot of healing. Thank you, universe. So, but the universe always delivers, right? So at times it felt really tough, but sitting here now feels so much better. So much better. And I actually posted on Instagram this morning, after my morning meditation, I always pull a Kyle Gray angel numbers, like, little message from the book. I just randomly pick on a page with my eyes closed, and I'm gonna get it up, otherwise I'm never gonna remember the exact words of it. But it said, it was 359, the number, your angels want you to connect deeply with yourself and recognize you are the brightest and lightest you have ever been. Well done on all your inner work. And I was like, what a message. Today of all days, as I'm planning to do this podcast, as I've put out that Instagram post, it is a celebration of not just the last year, but primarily the last year's inner work, but all the inner work that I've done. And honestly, like, here and now, the feeling of lightness and the feeling of peace is worth its weight in gold. It is the best thing in the entire world. The manifestations are great. I'm so grateful and blessed and love them all dearly. But this in myself is the biggest achievement and the biggest flex, as they say, because that is a domino and ripple effect for everything else to fall into its place and for everything else to experience harmony in the outer, because the inner in me is experiencing that harmony first and foremost. So remember, like attracts like. So when you're feeling that lightness and alignment and happiness within yourself, you're going to experience that in your outer experience, because like attracts like, and that's how manifestation works. So if you're feeling frustrated that your manifestations aren't here, if you're feeling lost, helpless, stuck, like I was with my health, this is your reminder of the answer is the inner work. And you may not know where to start. And like I said, there is going to be a lot coming soon on that, just saying. And I do have stuff on my podcast here with guests and my episodes as well, which can start you off and help you. I have YouTube videos, I have blog posts, I have the membership, which is literally dedicated to the inner work, and giving you, we've got 25 topics in there, and it's so nice. I literally received a message from Elaine, who's one of the lovely ladies in there, the other day. And it was really nice to read her message, because she said that she'd been in there just short of 2 years and that she'd seen so many changes in her like personal health, in her personal development, and had just seen massive, massive changes in herself. And to me, that brings me so much joy to hear, because that's exactly how I feel of like how my work and obviously the modalities I've come across have helped me. So the fact that it's rubbing off on you guys too is fantastic, because it shows it works, right? So the commitment is there. And one thing is healing is not linear. There will be layers like an onion. And we have a lifetime of healing and learning to do. We have to remember, we have learned so much over our years so far. Between the ages of 0 and 7, we are sponges. We absorb everything. And by the age of 7, our core beliefs and values and personality is there. And then we start expressing that in the world. So all of us are expressing those hurt, wounded inner childs. So what we've experienced as a child, what we've experienced in our teenage years, even what we've experienced as our adulthood, our inner child is experiencing all of that. And how we show up in the world is a reflection of our inner child, is a reflection of, and our energy as well. Like, you may be like, I show up as a great person in the world, Emma, but actually I mean our energy, of like how our energy and behaviors and all these things, our fears, limiting beliefs, how all of that shows up is a reflection of that inner child within us who has experienced something which has taught them to fear that, that has experienced something that has taught them to worry about that, or that it's not safe, or whatever the story is. So the secret is always by going backwards, and the secret is by always working with the inner child. But like I said, that gets you so far, and then you have to integrate all three. We have a human cognitive mind, so absolutely we have to rewire it. And I've done IEMT sessions with Cameron this year. He has been phenomenal as always for the cognitive side of stuff and for the PTSD side of stuff. So you can see I've woven all three things into everything I've done, and that's why I've got the results, because I was missing the body before, and The Body Keeps the Score, which is a famous, famous book, which I highly recommend reading. So for me this year, it's been about learning about those three pillars of healing, mind, body, and spirit, quite literally, about the body, how the body stores all of that, and how my chronic acne and hormone imbalance was a physical manifestation of the trauma in my body, was with the limiting beliefs, fears, and energy trapped in my body. So it's been such a year of learning. It's been such a year of like, wow, like this is how stuff works. This is crazy. Like all this new tools and stuff. It's been a great year of highs. It's been a great year of learning, blessings, lessons, and learning. And that's what we're here to do. We're here to experience this earth. We're here to experience everything that this earth has to offer. And you know, I think there's so much pressure, well, not pressure, but I think there's so much emphasis is probably the better word, emphasis online of people hashtag living their best lives. But actually what you don't see is actually most of the time people are really authentically living their best life. They're also, on the other hand, experiencing great deeper aspects of something else, whether it's inner work or a different area of their life, because that's how polarity works and that's how the world works. So, you know, it has great blessings and great lessons, but also it's completely personal to you how you experience that. So for me, yeah, I probably could have had more inner work than, say, Sarah down the road. But that's my journey. That's my soul contract. Hashtag life path 33. So being a master number, I kind of chose that. I chose those karmic lessons. I chose to learn through love. I chose to learn through a lot of things. So it all, you know, comes down to numerology, astrology. There's so many different aspects. So what I'm trying to say is that if you are feeling in that stuck place, you don't have to stay stuck there. You just need to commit to yourself, commit to finding the right people, commit to finding the right answers, books, whatever to work with, or the answers to come to you, and they will. They will, and be open with that. Don't fixate on, I want to do this inner work to receive something, or I want to do this inner work because it means I'll get this manifestation. Do the inner work for you. Do the inner work for you, because at the end of the day, you is all that matters. If you are happy and in harmony and in balance and in alignment, all of your dreams will happen, all of them, every single manifestation. So work on you for you, and work on the resistance that stops you from manifesting your desire at the moment. Is that lack of self-worth? Is that lack of self-belief? Is that a fear of receiving and not being able to receive properly? You know, there's so many different aspects that it could be here. So many different things that you could go into and explore to uncover what is that core belief or emotion that is stopping you from manifesting or stopping you from feeling fulfillment and joy in your life. But that's the journey of unfolding. That's the journey of going into the inner work and working through it in layers. But I will put links to the people I've worked with down below as always. Tell me if you go and do any of these things as well. I'd love to hear. And tell me as well on Instagram, on our Facebook group, wherever you want to connect with me, what healing modalities have really helped you. But I know this may be a bit of a heavier podcast to go into 2022 with. But if I was to give you, yeah, literally, if I was to give you, if you're like, Emma, what is the one thing that would help me manifest my desires this year? What is the one thing I could do to feel happier? Inner work, every single time, inner work, just do it, like do it. And I see you and hear you that sometimes it can feel scary, sometimes it can feel a lot. And if you're feeling that resistance, like that's the inner child kicking up, like, oh, hell no, we're not doing that. No way. So once you work through the resistance and once you try it and see the results, you will get, I don't want to say you will get excited. I don't get excited when something comes up, and sometimes it's really, really difficult and triggering and emotional. But I always know that when I'm working through something, something great is going to follow that, whether that's happiness, whether that's joy, whether that's feelings of serenity and peace in the present moment, whether that's a physical manifestation, whether that's monetary abundance, like, you know, it can look like anything. It's not our job to know that, and it's not our job to do it for that either. But do the inner work for you, because you will thank yourself, like I thank my previous version of myself every single day. You will thank yourself so much for doing that when you're in that place of happiness, when you're in that place of peace, when you're in that place of having all of your desires around you. You will be like, thank God, thank universe, I did that inner work. Thank God I looked at that. Thank God I was brave enough to do that. Thank God I was brave enough to listen to my intuition and fearlessly be like, I'm doing this. So apply that in whatever way resonates with you, of maybe it's stepping up and stepping into more confidence, whether it's stepping up into balance, whether it's stepping up into self-worth, whatever it may be this year. Don't let another year pass. Take the opportunity and do the inner work, because you will thank yourself a million times over when you feel amazing. But anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Sorry it's been a bit lengthy, sorry it's been a bit rambly in terms of inner work, but hopefully there has been some good moments of inspiration, tips and tools for you there of how you can get started. And like I said, I have so many YouTube videos and the membership and blog posts and podcasts here of how to get started, where to look, what modalities to work with. And like I said, there is so much more coming soon. So you're going to be spoiled for choice, guys, spoiled for choice. But thank you so much, guys, for listening. I appreciate all your views and listens. Don't forget to subscribe if you're new here, because I would love, love to see you again soon. Don't forget you can join my free Law of Attraction support group over on Facebook, where you can join myself and other like-minded souls, where we talk all things Law of Attraction and spirituality. But thank you so much, all of you, for listening. And I hope you have an amazing week, whatever you're up to. And I'll see you all in my next podcast episode, which will be next week. Lots of love, guys.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.